Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do the
Good morning. Let me see who I have here. Good morning. Jay? Good morning, Donna Ann's daughter. Good morning. Miss you, Donna Ann's daughter at church. Good morning, Ashi. Good morning. Hi, Sandy. Miss you too, Nikki. For some more folks to come on. Hey, Evangelist Pickett Williams, how are you? Just trying to read these names as they come on. My cousin Angie. Hi, Angie. Amen. So on this morning, I'm not going to be before you too long, but today we're talking about faith. Oof, child, talking about faith and just believing God for some things and just believing God for just how he just moves in our lives, even when it's unexpected move. It's always a unexpected move when God comes into our life and how he makes sure that what we're praying for. And it's, before I get into it, let me just put this down here. I was just reading to see who else jumped on. Good morning to everybody. So it's so amazing when you think about faith and you think about when you're praying and you're asking God for some things and how he just show up unexpectedly. It's crazy how you pray for it, but when you show up, it's like, can you even identify, oh, my God, that's Lord, that's you. It'd be so crazy, and you'd be sitting around like, wait a minute, this is what I prayed for, and God just show up, and he just do it. But I'm just so grateful for the Lord on today, and I know faith is not an easy thing because it's something that you can tangibly, you know, feel or see, or you just can't, you know, it's not tangible, but you just have to believe it that it's going to be, and it will be, and it is so. So on this morning, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for your word on today, and I thank you for every day. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for your son, Jesus, on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. You said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So on this morning, our portion of scripture would be from Genesis. Let me pull up the scripture for you. Genesis. And that's chapter 22, verse 5. And this is Abraham, the story of Abraham. And some are familiar, some may not be familiar with Abraham, but he was a mighty servant of God. And when I tell you, this dude has some faith, oh, my God, he has some faith. And this portion of scripture is dealing with when God had him to take his son up as a sacrifice. But it's a scripture that he talks about that by faith he knew, even though God called him, you know, to sacrifice his son, he knew that God was going to provide and that God was going to come through. I'm telling you, and it's so amazing. So Genesis chapter, I'm sorry, guys, something is like in my eye and not know what's going on here. All right, I'm sorry, guys. Genesis chapter 22, verse 5, and it says, and he said to his servant, stay here with the donkey. while I and the boy go over there, He said, we will worship, and then we will come back to you. I know when I was reading it, like, and you read this story over and over again. So God was telling you to go and give it and you have to sacrifice your son for burnt offering. And then you tell your servant who went up with you but stayed there. You told him to stay there when they got up so far. Stay here. Me and the boy will go over worship, and we will both come back to you. We will both come back to you. And it's amazing because he believed in his heart and knew, I know you're going to provide a sacrifice for me. But this is another thing. But isn't it amazing that he did allow his servant to go so far, but then on top, but then he said to wait here. And I just believe that it just reminds me of that when God called you to a task, and you can't share with everybody what's going on. You make a talk a little about it, and then sometimes God will call you to back up where he don't want you to talk about it right then anymore. So it was a time where Abraham had to leave his servant, who I'm sure he trusted, who he allowed all the men that he was over to go with him and his son, but stay here and also watch the donkey. But on top of asking to stay there, he trusted that he wasn't going to go running back to the town telling anybody what I was about to do. How about not even watch my possessions, what I have down there, which is my donkey. Sometimes, I know this may sound off track, but sometimes off topic, we have some folk come to our house and they say, oh, we'll just watch your house while you going on and go ahead. The house could be safe because we're here. You come back, everything is a wreck, okay? So ain't no food refrigerated. They never replace anything, you know, even though they call them, they doing you a favor. But they haven't even guarded or even watched your house like you would do it, leaving the wrong people in your house. Or how about having the wrong folk in your house? How about that? Yeah, knowing that they should not be there, knowing that they should be leaving, but you still have them up in your house anyway. I know that may be off topic, but that just reminded me of Abraham able to trust a man, not just with the secret or of him going on to what he was going to do if it was a secret, but if he wanted to know, the whole town would have knew, but he took one servant with him, but the servant was even able to stay there and guard his possessions. That's just like going out somewhere and going to a out and your pocketbook is there and you tell your friend to watch your bag or, you know, watch your bag while I go to the restroom. And you come back and your bag is gone. Well, how about your bag is there? They never watched it, but your bag is sitting wide open because somebody else was able to get in because they wasn't even watching your stuff. I'd never forget years ago when I was in my partying days, and my dad said to me, watch your drink when you go out. And the thing, I was out of me and my two sisters, I was always like the wild one. I know my cousin Angie will tell you that. I was always the wild one. But my dad, he probably knew, rest his soul, he probably knew that if he would have told me not to go out, I was probably going to seek and go out and do it somewhere, you know, any way. So he gave me a lot of wisdom being out there. So he said, listen, when you go out, watch your drink. He said, don't let your friends watch your drink. And I'm not saying they're not your friends, but sometimes your friends turn their back on it and not even know it. It only takes a blink for you to even turn and for somebody to put something in your drink. So take your stuff with you. When you go to a lady's room, he said, put a napkin over top of it, sit it in the back of the tallest stool or whatever. My dad was so real, and he had to be real with me. But in those moments, I just really appreciate him being just raw. Look, I know you're going to be going out partying, you know, but this is what I want you to do. You know what I'm saying? Even if I may go over to a friend's house, you know, they think I'm spending the night. We out. You know what I'm saying? And I am spending the night there, but sometimes different parents had different rules. That's why we couldn't spend the night out anywhere. That's why we couldn't never, and I couldn't understand that. But put your foot down with your children. Don't let them spend the night everywhere. We couldn't spend the night out nowhere. Do you hear me? I could count one or two people houses I could go spend the night. And Sandy on here, which was my party partner. So, you know, we couldn't even go out to even spend the night at nobody's house. One or two people, Reverend McIntyre's house, who was my former pastor, rest his soul, hanging up with his daughter, Reed and Jackie, but I couldn't go nowhere else. So, but just because I love when the scriptures talk about his servant, how he trusted his, even trusted his servant to stand there and watch his donkey, not running the town, gossiping and telling what's going on. So, but when he took his son up there, it, God always provides. When I tell you he provides, you got to go back and read that portion of scripture, the whole chapter entirely, which is Genesis chapter 22. But how when he got up there to sacrifice his son, it was God already provided. He heard, God call his name, and it was a ram in the bush. God always provide, will provide for you. I know, like, every holiday when my children were little, my sister Nikki and Penny, I'd be stressed out over the house. Of course, I wouldn't tell my mother because they're my father, because I'm like, I'm a whole grown woman, could take care of my house. You know, I guess a little pride got in the way. But every Christmas, the week before Christmas, I'd be stressing out. And my sister Nikki and Penny always say, why do you do that? God always show up. It's not one Christmas he didn't show up for your children. They grown now. You can put one Christmas gift underneath the tree. They'd be like, thank you, Mom. They'd be so excited. But I'm talking about neighbors little. You know, and I know Christmas is not all about receiving, but it's about giving, and I get that. But sometimes trying to incorporate that into a new kid's mind, I know they're like, well, at least one gift could be underneath the tree for me. So always show up. And it's amazing how every year I go through the same thing, and bam, let me tell you, when he showed up, he showed up. And he has never failed me or left me down. And 1 or 2 days before Christmas, God showed up amazingly. I told you. And I go through this whole thing like almost every year. And it's amazing your kids get older when you ain't got to go through that no more. Because one gift, they'll be cool with that. But what I'm saying to you all is that God is so faithful. Hold on to what God has given to you. Hold on. Be steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. Be like a tree planted by the water. Yes, you may bend, but you won't break. So just hold on to what God has promised you, and hold on to things that you believe in, that you know you have consulted God with, and you know that he's going to show up in a mighty way. You don't know when, but you know that he will. If it's for our broken heart, it's for a different mindset. It's for a different way of operating, how we do things in life. God, take the partying out of me, God. You know, you got to hold on and let God. I don't let everybody in my circle. No, I do not. Because I have learned over the years things that I have thought, things that I have processed, things that I want to share. Bam, they done told it. You was my good girlfriend. And you go with your talent. You know what I'm saying? And it could be not things about me, but it is things about me, but my goals and my dreams. We're talking about that kind of stuff, telling. Telling your dreams, telling your goals, or maybe sitting back and looking like, how are you going to do that? You know, how? How? Because I'm trusting God, for God to give it and do it for me. But I love Abraham's faith, because he knew when he went up, even though God called him to do it, he believed it could happen. So when he went, he believed that God was going to provide a ram in the bush for him, because he told his servant, hey, we both will go. We will go and worship. And when we come back, I know we both are coming back. But see, the key is worship. It's something about worshiping the Lord. Let me tell you, I miss my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, so bad. My pastor, Reverend Joshua Gooden, because when I tell you we have church up in there, but it's the worship for me. It's the worship for me. Hallelujah. Those who are here from St. Paul Chapel, you know it is the worship. I love to worship. But when he went up there to worship, hallelujah, when he came back down, they came back down, both of them. Not one of them, but both of them. And not that he was being obedient to God, but he just knew God was going to provide. He just knew it was going to be another ram. But then sometimes we get so upset about different things, and God gave his only begotten son to us, so we may have everlasting life. But Abraham knew that God was going to provide. He knew he was going to provide. So those things that you have been waiting for God for, whether it's a broken heart, a new mindset, if it's physical things of a car, a house, or, you know, just being a better person going into the new year, even if it's a promotion on your job, and then you be thinking, oh, my God, when I get promoted, can I fill these shoes? No, you fill the shoes that God gave you to fill. You can't fill your supervisor's shoes and your director's shoes and the CEO's shoes, but you can fill the shoes that God has you to fill. Amen? So don't be discouraged to think what you can't do. If God said you can do it, then you can do it. If God said this is so, then it is so. If God said that my jewelry line or my business line is going to prosper, believe it's going to prosper. If he gave it to you, you know it's going to prosper. It just takes some time for it to prosper, but guess what? It prospers. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is behind it. Amen. Let me tell you, God is so faithful, and I can't live without him, can't breathe without him. Hallelujah. And isn't it sometimes when you feel like, oh, my God, I feel like God is just angry with me right now. And it could be, I'll be tripping out my own self. You know, oh, my God, am I doing all God called me to do? Am I being who he wants me to be? Am I doing everything that I want him to be pleased about me for? You know, am I getting up on time to pray? Where's my prayer life? And you can pray all day long, but it's the intimate time with God that you share with him and you have with him. And we're praying and we believe in God for some things. Believe it. Things hoped for and the evidence of things I've seen. We can't see it, but you gotta darn sure believe it. Believe that it will happen. Believe that your children will be okay. Believe that God he's everywhere. Some people say, the universe. I'm praying to the universe. You praying to the universe. Why don't you pray to God? God created the universe. He's the one who created it. I'm praying to the creator of the universe. Who created the universe? Jesus Christ. Amen. So I just know that I'm just fired up on this morning, you guys, because God is so powerful. He is so mighty. Can't live without him. Love him so much because I just believe God for some things. But I learned to pray. I learned to believe God. See, Abraham, when he went up there, it wasn't all about, according to scriptures and just the history of it, about God. Oh, my God, save my son. Say this, do that, Father, 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 Father. No, he went up to worship. He said, well, me and this boy go up to worship. We will be back, but you stay here. He went up to worship. He went up to worship the Lord. And in the midst of worshiping, whoo, glory, I know God heard him, heard his cry without him even asking for it. Whoo, glory. That's what I just love about praying. Love about worshiping God, where you just feel his presence. It's so real, so serene, so precious. Woo, Jesus, like a precious lamb. He is so beautiful. Amen. And when you just continue to pray and just uplift his name, and in the midst, if you feel like God is angry, then God, forgive me and reveal what is it to me. Give me clarity so I will know, so I can move forward on the things you want me to do or not to do. I tell you, I be tripping my own self out. I know God be sitting back and be like, girl, what you talking about? Because I be like, Lord, am I disobedient? What is pleasing to you? I just feel like you are. It could be projects that you should be working on that you ain't working on. Because I know God be sitting back and like, daughter, I already know. But I be sitting back tripping because when I know God called me to do something, I haven't moved out on it yet. I be like, oh, my God. But God don't think how we think. His mind is not our mind. His ways is not our ways. So he doesn't think how we think. But we are so quick to say, oh, my God, maybe God is angry. Maybe God is not the kind of people, kind of person that angry with you like your neighbor is and your friends are and all of that. They'd be angry all day long, but God ain't going to never be angry like that. Now, he's plenteous in mercies, and he's slow to anger. And they would say he won't never get angry now, but he's slow to it. But ask God to help you on today to give you clarity. What should I be doing that's right and pleasing to you, Father? It don't always have to be because, oh, my God, I'm sleeping around. Yeah, sleeping around is not good either if you ain't married. But I'm just saying sometimes we look at those type of sins, but that's in our way another sin when you're being disobedient to God in so many different ways, ways of acting when he called you to do a task and you're not doing it. One minute I see you promoting it, the other minute I see you not promoting it. You know, all kind of things, you know, be going on and don't always have to be a sexual sin, even though that's a sin without being married too. But what I'm saying to you is that, you know, look at those things in your life and ask God to start cleaning out the clutter. Too cluttered. It's cluttered. Your mind cluttered. Everything in your car cluttered. Your bedroom cluttered. Everything is just cluttered all around you. Remove it. I know I can't think when my bedroom get all in disarray, I'm like, oh, I can't sing. No, clean it out. And how about clean some people out, too, that need to go? Y'all know some folks need to go and y'all still just hanging on to them because you think that you need them. I'm not saying you will never say good morning or hello or let's go out and get something, a lunch. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying to you is that folks who don't need to be around and get in a circle, and you know God is pressuring you because you can feel it on the inside, moving you for those folks to move out of the way because they don't need to be there, because they clouding your judgment. Sometimes we can't even think because they're giving you their opinion. I don't want their opinion. I want God to give me his opinion on some things. My family will tell you, I will shut down in a minute. I can't hear nobody but God. This person got an opinion. That person got an opinion. I can't think like that. Don't give me all these opinions now. I do take good sound advice. I sure do. Mm-hmm. But when you got 10 people giving you all of their opinions, I'm like, well, where's God's opinion? Abraham, when he went up there on that mountain, he left his servant there. He couldn't hear nobody but God. Wasn't nobody in his ear. His wife wasn't even with him. Nobody was in his ear. So he can worship and he can hear God. And that's another thing. Sometimes in church when we go in, we got to sit next to our friends. No, you don't. I go in and I worship. And it's okay to sit with your friends sometimes, but you don't want to talk about what happened last week. You don't want to talk about what's for dinner tomorrow or the dinner today or where we going to go out to eat dinner. No, it's about me and the Lord. Do you hear me? You can sit here, but don't talk. No. Oh, my God. How y'all doing this morning? Amen. I hope y'all had your coffee with me this morning because that's what this is. Did you purchase some of my Hope and Faith coffee? Amen. So on this morning, our broadcast is getting ready, and I so enjoyed y'all this morning. Just keep hope alive. Keep praying, trusting, and believing God for all that he has done and for all that he is doing, and just worship God. The other morning, when I got up, I just worshiped him. I ain't asking for nothing. I couldn't even get anything out of my mouth. I just had to go and to worship him. And that's what Abraham did. He just worshiped God, worshiped God. But I pray during this season, this holiday, that God will mend your broken heart. Because I know, you know, suicide rates are high around holiday time. But we bind that up in the name of Jesus. Any thoughts that may have been coming across your mind, ask God to mend your broken heart. Ask God to fill those voids because you're chasing after things. And when you get a certain age in, I just want to chase after God's righteousness. I ain't chasing after nothing else. Because when you chase after stuff, it'll get you in trouble. Because when you finally get it and tackle it down, it's something that you don't even want half the time. So just ask God to help you. Run after God's righteousness. Run after God's righteousness. Chase God down. Ask God to give you, to fill your thirst and to fill those voids in your life. Because can't nobody fill that void and give you comfort like God. I don't care who you lay into next to in bed. Sometimes they can't fill it. God can fill that void for you. He'll fill that void and give you peace and peace of mind. God will do that for you. Some of our loved ones have transitioned and they won't be with us this holiday season. But reflect on the good times that you all had. I know that's not an easy thing, you know, losing my father and my grandparents. I'm like, Lord, you know, I said I would never go back to the cemetery. Me and my family always say, oh, when our family members die, God, we ain't going back to the cemetery. We know they ain't dead, they with the Lord. Let me tell you something. When my daddy died, child, we was all up at the, who got white balloons? Who getting the poem? Who? Let me tell you, we know my dad is not there. But we still go every year for his birthday, which is around Thanksgiving. That's a hard time because we laugh and we cry and laugh and cry because my father is so hilarious. And those who know him know he was so hilarious. So don't say what you ain't going to never do. Do you hear me? Yes. Mm-hmm. We get white balloons every year, go to the cemetery. My sister Penny read a poem. Everybody say something. They want to say something. We all release our white balloons for my dad and just watch him go up. And we just rejoice that God allows him to be as long as he was here with us, which he has COPD. So my mom was married for like 52 years. So it's like, I'm like, it's, you like, you will just never forget your loved ones because it's a, you always thinking about them. But every time we think about something about my dad, we'd be crying. Next minute, we'd be laughing because he just said something that was so hilarious. Amen. So I just want to encourage you on this season. Keep hope alive. Dream big. This woman behind me, you see the silhouette behind me, y'all, with my book shut up but not broken? This woman right here, she's reaching. She's reaching for the stars. She's reaching up. Thank for my designer, which is a graphic designer, which is Luke Bilger. He did an amazing job on this. This is my book cover. But this woman is reaching up because she is believing God. She is believing God. Oh, you know what? Let me say, this is perfect. So when I shared my book cover, I shared it with a couple people, and I asked for their opinion. One person said, well, I don't know because it looks like she's partying. I said, that's what you see? I said, okay. Another person said, oh, she looked like she's just reaching up for the stars. How about I will look towards the hills which cover my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. How about that? And somebody was like, and I thought the change because I said, oh, it looks like somebody's partying. I said, ho. That's the imagination of art. Everybody has something different to say. They see. What I see, hallelujah, and what I imagine it to be is this woman right here reaching up, and she's reaching up. She was shattered but one time and so broken. But she was shattered but not broken because God was able to make broken pieces back together again. And she wasn't broken to the point where he couldn't mend it. She was shattered, but she wasn't broken. Broken to the point where it was unfixable because she was fixable. So that's what I see. But look how easy, it could have been easy for me to say, no, I'm Luke, go back and do another design. I love that soul. I love that woman that he put on there. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. So don't let nobody give you the opinion that you know that just don't feel right. That didn't even feel right what they said. Oh, that's what they see. Okay, I said, you know what? Well, that's the beauty of art. When you look at a sculpture, when you look at a painting, and everybody has a different opinion about it. Everybody has a different opinion about it. And that's fine because that's the beauty of art. Stretches your imagination. But my imagination that was stretched of this woman coming out of that thing. This woman was rejoicing. If you see her party, I would see her rejoicing. I think it was my niece who said, she just looked like she's rejoicing to me. I said, amen, and it is so, and that's what it's going to be. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you all because my broadcast is getting ready to end. I so enjoyed you all every Tuesday morning with coffee with me. Y'all, I know I be talking so much I didn't get a chance to even drink my coffee, my Hope Victoria's mug. Look, I be promoting my products all day long, okay? My coffee and foot scrub. Oh, my God. So awesome. And my cocoa and shea butter foot cream. Woo-hoo! Love it. So you can find it on my Hope Victoria's page, hopevictorias.com. But I came from Genesis chapter 22 on today, and I was reading verse 5, and I was talking about Abraham and how he went up to sacrifice his son, being obedient to the Lord, but it was a ram in the bush, y'all, and how he knew by faith, because the scripture said he told his servant, we will both be back. And also, watch who's watching your stuff. Amen. Know who's watching your stuff because he left his servant to watch his donkey. When he got back, he was there. Mm-hmm. Some folk will rob and leave you and leave all your stuff. You think they watching it and got it and going on. You know who's in your circle and who you can trust. And even if it's just one person out of 10 people, okay. But even if you don't have that, just know you can trust God. Amen. So hold on today. We talked about faith. And faith, you can't see it, but you believe it. Believe for your dreams, your goals. Believe for that business. Believe for my heart to be mended. Believe that this void inside of me is going to be filled. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you, Lord God. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Father. I thank you, God, for today, and I thank you for every day. I thank you for just loving us more than we love ourselves, for sitting high but looking low. Your arms are not too short that they can't reach, Father. We thank you, God, for healing on today. We thank you, God, for resurrection on today, Father. Most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins. You said in our word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your Son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And on today, someone's going to a business meeting. Just put your hand over your mouth, and then I let God speak through you. Let God, when you open up your mouth, God, fill it. Fill it with the words you want me to say. Fill it, Father God, when I go into that room and all those folks sitting around just watching and looking, what am I going to say? Ask God to speak for you on today. Touch your mouth and say, God, speak through me. Whatever comes out of my mouth, God, allow it to be your words and not mine. Ooh, glory be to God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, even telephone conversations. Lord, allow it, Father, to be what you want me to say and not what I want to say. God is moving in a mighty special way. He didn't already did it. Clock is down. The clock is down. Don't worry about the time because he didn't already did it. Stop worrying about the time. Because it's already now, it's already here, it's already done. See, we worry about the clock and the numbers and, oh my God, it's the time. It's time, because God done already did it. Clock down, he done already did it. Don't worry about the clock. When he wants you to pick the clock back up, you'll pick it up. But don't worry about the time and how much time is taking. God is time. Just figure it out and get it done. Hallelujah. Get it done. Get it done. Amen. So traveling mercies to everyone who's traveling for the holiday. I see you all again on next Tuesday. Yes, 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 yes. At 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Amen. So God bless you. I'm getting ready to get off of here. Let's see who I have on here who hung in there with me today. The Evangelist Pickett Williams, she hung in there with me today. Let me see who else. Sandy hung in there. Hey, Sandy. Amen. That's she. Hi, Mom. Hi, Tanasia. How are you? Avenger, good morning. Good morning, Sharon. Hi, Evangelist Catherine. That's right. Hold on. Yes, I just want to see who else is on here. I think I've seen one more name. Yes, Abraham did worship the Lord. That is true. So true, Neshi. I just seen another name on here, Michelle. My cousin Michelle Blakemore. Hello, good morning. I know I seen someone else on here, but I wanted to say also, Tanasia. Oh my gosh, Tanasia has Tanasia Cotton. It's another name I see on here. Just one moment. Sister Donna, I have her. There was one more on here. I think I'm missing. I just see somebody. I just wanted to say something about Sister Tanasia. So she has a wonder. She's a part of the social service ministry at my church. And she had something this past weekend for domestic violence for women. And, oh, my God, I know it was so powerful. And I know on those type of platforms, because of people's privacy, I'm sure it's the reason why it probably wasn't streamed. But, you know, the next time she has something, I'm going to post it on my Hope Victoria's page so you guys can see it. And my mom is texting me. Hi, Reverend Elaine Titus. I knew I was seeing somebody and missing somebody on there. Woo-hoo! is getting ready to be ordained, I believe, in a week or so. Yes. So, and also I wanted to say to you, so I'll keep it posted, because when I tell you, God is just doing amazing work through the social service ministry, and I'm so proud of Tanasia for reaching out and seeing how she could be of service and to help those who are going through domestic violence. So the next time it's a workshop, it's in Philadelphia at my church, St. Paul Chapel. When she sends me the flyer, I'm going to post it. Amen. So let me get off. I know I seen it. I think that was Sister Gwen Purnell. Good morning, Sister Gwen Purnell. I called you. Try you again. I called you the other day. So, okay, you guys. So let me get off of here right now. Yes, I said good morning to our cousin Michelle, Mom. My mom is texting me. Did you say good morning, too? Yes, I did, Mom. Okay, so good morning, guys, and I'll see you all later. Take care. Bye. 11, I'll be watching you live streaming, honey, because, girl, I am just like, her, you and your husband is forever going away. Enjoy yourself, child. Enjoy it. So proud of you. She's being ordained, yay, at the Worship Baptist Center under Bishop Millicent Hunter. Bless God for you. Yes, girl. Yes, yes, yes. So excited. She's a powerful woman of God. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all. Talk to you soon. Bye. Marlene is on the phone.